This is something of a musical edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large. Sona Examined, the shofar we just heard. And
yes.
Now,
Katie Hendrickson, host of Note, and on Sundays,
the KUEF Sunday Symphony.
Tonight at 7.
Yes. So I've got two symphonies picked out, the longest and probably the greatest work by Schubert. Well, not the longest work by Schubert, the longest symphony on the program tonight. The Symphony No. 9 in C major, his great symphony, is going to be played in its entirety.
And again, he didn't name it the Great Symphony.
No, that would came be somewhat later. And there's also some confusion about the numbering of his symphonies. I was just reading about it, and it's a little bit confusing. But apparently, especially his Symphony No. 9 in C major, it has been numbered different according to different people. And so there's a lot of confusion over. But it was composed near the end of his life. He died in 1828. This was finished in 1826. But then there's also his unfinished symphony. And so some people might not even know it necessarily. It's now known as Symphony No. 9, but it's been called different things over time.
And I know there are people who like to call it the Great Symphony.
Yes, and most people agree that's his best symphony by far. And he wasn't really, it kind of took him a while to get into symphonic compositions. He did a lot of other compositions, and to get into the symphonic form, it took him a while to figure it out. And then he died when he was 32,
so he didn't
get to compose many symphonies after that.
Well, what do you follow up the Great Symphony with?
Well, I found this symphony from a Swedish composer that is lesser known, Wilhelm Stenhammar, and my Swedish pronunciation might not be perfect, sorry, but this is his Symphony No. 2, so that's the other symphony that's going to be. His dates are a little later. He's from 1871 to 1927.
All right, so the Great Symphony and Stenhammar?
Stenhammar.
That's for some. I've heard of that composer, I have to admit.
All right. Tonight at 7?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you, guys.